Mayor, I move that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
All right, Ms. Winstein, second on that. Discussion on the consent agenda?
Yes, Mr. Miller. I object and would like to pull item 1, 2, and 5 off the consent agenda if not agreement with items 3 and 4.
Okay, so Brian, can you give me a point of order here? Do we need to vote on the motion first?
No, Denny has the sole right to take anything off the consent agenda, so go first. Those are, items are moved, and you can vote on the remaining two items.
Okay, so would you repeat that, Denny? 1, 2, and 5.
Okay, sorry. Is that 1, 2, and 5 or 1, 3, and 5? I'm sorry.
1, 2, and 5.
Okay.
3 and 4.
All right, 1, 2, and 5 are now off. So motion to accept consent agenda, that would be 3 and 4. Any other discussion on that? All right, seeing as there's none, all in favor of the consent agenda, which is 3 and 4, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, consent agenda passes, and we will move on to J1, second read of ordinance of budget policy.
An ordinance to adopt the policy related to the budgetary process as a component of the financial management program for the city of Deadwood, Georgia, to provide for guidance in administering the policy and for other purposes.
Okay, thank you. All right. President.
Yes, sir. Thank you again. And at this point, I'd just like to open it up for comments or edits that you'd like to see incorporated.
Okay. Questions for Chris, Robert, do you have something?
No, I was going to move that we adopt, but we'll wait and do that when it's a little further along the process.
Okay. Yeah. My changes are small, but they are changes. And they're probably text changes, so we could probably make them that way. In step 4, which is MH2, we changed the Board of Commissioners to the City Council. And on Section 2, Paragraph K of the body, non-operating funds, in the first paragraph, the last sentence, defined in Section 1 of this policy. They are not defined there. I recommend you do a text change and delete defined in Section 1 of this policy.
So we'll remove the parenthetical defined in Section 1 of this policy with the understanding that non-operating is anything that's not operating. Okay.
Okay, any other questions for Chris to see that? All right, so that would be, as text changes, do we need to vote on that, Brian? One word? Then you just make a motion.
One is a Scrivener error. Second
one? All right, just talk about this. Could you go ahead and...
Okay. I move we adopt the ordinance to the City of Dunwoody budget policy.
Second.
My discussion here is the perception, if you will, of having members of the City Council on the Audit Committee. For lack of a better term, it's kind of like the fox watching the hen house. And I think that's a perception to the public that we don't need. I think we've got plenty of talent in the town, in the city. CPAs, et cetera, that could fill those slots. And I also wonder if City Council members on there, if they could not influence the other members. So I'm opposed to having City Council members sit on the
Audit Committee.
Okay. Yes, John?
Denny, I agree with you in this sense that I will not be nominating anybody from the City Council nor myself to be on the Audit Committee, but it is in the power of the mayor to choose the committee itself. I trust our mayor to pick the best people qualified based on the people we nominate. If he were to feel that a member of the council should be on there, I also trust his judgment in that. Therefore, I don't think there needs to be a change. Because again, I think under the circumstances, we need to do what's best for the city, and I'll leave it to the mayor's discretion.
All right, thank you, John. Any other comments, Danny? I'm sorry, Danny. We're at A. Yes.
I think if there's one thing that the city council needs to have oversight on is our budget. I think the city council, nobody at this table has the ability to write a check or sign a check that's written, except the mayor. I think that it is appropriate to have a city council person or two as prescribed in the audit policies you've written. And I think that would be the right thing to do, but mix that with some of the people from our community, I think is the right thing. So I would agree with John, we should leave as this.
Okay, any other comments, questions for Chris while we have him?
The comment on that is that, you know, this is a document that's going to live down the road quite a bit, so it's not just the current group that is sitting at the table that are going to look at this. And I would say that we still have complete control over the budget. This is the auditing of the budget and the expenditures, so I think we have complete control over the budget. And this is just the auditing of what we are doing. And I strongly feel that it should be someone else other than the city council that is auditing what we do on the budget and the expenditures of the staff.
All right, thank you, Danny. Any other, yes, Robert?
Yeah. I guess I want to respectfully take exception to the, I think what Councilman Shortle's intent is here. I think the audit committee, the auditors work for us. This is a little bit unique. The way that our charter is set up, we aren't allowed to interfere with the running of the city. The city manager gets to run the city, and he gets to do that pretty much without our interference. What we do have is responsibility to ensure that an outside audit is complete, because ultimately we are answerable to the citizens on how well the city's being run. So I think this is one of those few places where it's very appropriate for city council to be intimately involved in selecting the auditors, in understanding what their charge is, in looking at detail at what their results are. This is one of these few places where I think rather than just have an audit committee present us with a motion to pass or a report at the conclusion, I think we have a responsibility to be more involved in that. So, again, we don't have the monopoly on knowledge and wisdom. I'd certainly expect there to be other professional folks involved in that, but this doesn't strike me as the kind of thing where you'd be worried that we might be too involved in overseeing the city's level of financial responsibility. So I don't think that the ordinance, as it's written, needs to change. It doesn't require that anybody from the city council be on it. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion that we approve it, with the understanding that when the mayor presents us with a slate of people, we'll have to have a discussion as to who the right people are. So I'll make a motion that we adopt.
All right, just motion on the floor. A second. Second, Mr. Ross. Any other further discussion on that?
I guess just a question for Chris. These audits, particularly for the municipality, we don't have a lot of discretion to steer how that's conducted, do we? There's codified in state law how that process takes place.
There are state law requirements. Pretty much the state law has adopted all the GASB standards for the Governmental Accounting Standards Boards. And no auditor would allow you to limit their scope. However, the audit committee could convey certain wishes if they felt something needed additional attention, as could staff escort any council member, whether or not they're on the audit committee. You can't limit the scope, but you could provide additional commentary of where it may need meeting rooms.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? Seeing if there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, Councilman Jordan, thank you. Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Point of privilege information. I would like the records to show that my only opposition to the policy is the inclusion of city council members on the audit committee.
Okay, thank you. All right, so we're on J5, second read of alcohol beverage tax.
An ordinance amending Chapter 4 of the City of Beverly Code of Ordinances. Ordinances by amending the license denial process, amending certain outdoor event permit provisions, and for other purposes.
Thank you, Brian. You want to speak?
This current amendment has a couple changes. The first is in the process on the application, or more specifically, the denial of an application. Currently, that goes in front of the council to make the final determinations on all applications for denial. The way it's written is that the city manager will make these decisions, and the appeal will go to the Alcohol Board of Appeals. And there's one other minor change, which is on the holding of a special event permit. It deletes the requirement to have a city board.
Okay, thank you. Questions for Brian, Denny? Brian, I've already talked.
My only reason for pulling this off is that to clarify in paragraph B, page 2, that being stated in there, pending the outcome of the complete appeal process, the licensee may continue to operate their place of business that the license in question pertains. That just clarifies the process and also clarifies what the licensee's status is while the process is going on. It doesn't leave any room for judgment, et cetera.
Okay. So that would be an amendment to that?
Most likely the amendment to add to that. I think that's probably more than text change.
Okay. Any other questions for Brian Weinza?
Brian, does that seem a reasonable thing to you?
That can be reasonable.
Okay.
Okay. John, you were confused.
I'd just like to know the circumstances. Give me an example, if you could, of the...
Well, any circumstances that comes about, all it does is clarify that if there is any question, that the place of business, the licensee, can continue to operate his business until this process is done.
Okay, so it's due diligence. I'm working through the system.
That's all it is.
Okay, I understand.
It's clarification. That's all it is.
Alcohol license will be due every year.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll second that a minute.
You have to have public comment.
Okay, we will.
Okay. Well, sure. Let's get a motion on the floor first. Any other questions for Brian?
Hi.
Go ahead, Dan.
I move we approve the motion. Amended to Chapter 4 of all beverages.
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. Discussion on this? Then I'll, yes.
I moved to amend the ordinance as stated in our books to include in paragraph B, page 2, the following statement. Pending the outcome of the complete appeal process, the licensee may continue to operate their place of business that the license in question pertains.
Okay, I'll second that. Discussion on that amendment.
I would recommend adding one line of the licensee may continue if they currently are licensed.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so that's the word in here. Good work. Okay. All right, I'll second that. Any discussion on that? All in favor of that?
Wait, you need public hearing.
Public hearing. Anybody wishes to speak? Regarding us, please make away the vote. All right. Now, all in favor of that amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we're back to the amended ordinance. Okay. Any other discussion on that? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. All right, public hearing